Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding door devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Lance Dunahoe. Hi, Lance.
Hey, Joe. Glad to be here.
Hey, glad to have you. And the reason why is not only because you're a very nice guy, but also because you're a certified master inspector. You are the owner of Inspect 360, a home inspection company. It's located in Dallas-Fort Worth. And with your 10 years of experience in the business, I know that you're going to have some great advice for the best ever listeners. Actually, you're going to have the best ever advice for the best ever listeners.
Right.
So, pressure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. You know, it's the 15 minutes that I invest in listening to your podcast has really helped me, not just as an investor, but as a business owner. I always glean something. So I'm really happy to be here. So thanks for having me.
Oh, well, I tell you to stop talking like that, but I'm soaking it all in, so just keep it up. Say that as many times as you want.
Right.
Well, now that I've given the best ever listeners a little bit more background on you, can you give them in more detail how you got to this point and, you know, what you're focused on now?
Sure. Well, you know, long before I became a professional home inspector, I, like a lot of probably your listeners, got into real estate with the purchase of my first home. You know, you just sort of, it's kind of a trial by fire. You learn a few things. But one of the things that I learned was that there were a lot of people making money off of me during that process, you know, between the realtors and their commissions and the mortgage company, the title company, the appraiser, and the inspector. And at that point, I was working in corporate America and was ready to make a change and had a friend that was a home inspector, and he said, "Hey, have you ever considered doing this?" I had been doing some, I'll guess, some part-time handyman subcontracting out little projects to some people, and he said, "You've got the technical skills and you've got the people skills. That's really a good combination for a home inspector." And that's how I got into it. It was just he offered to mentor me, and 10 years later, we're a multi-inspector firm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with five inspectors that are climbing on roofs and in crawl spaces to help buyers make informed decisions.
And based on your experience as a certified master inspector inspecting homes all across the Dallas-Fort Worth area, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Wow. Well, I guess in honor of Halloween, you know, I guess I can say that home inspections can be scary. So really, probably I could give you some tips on how to avoid a scary home inspection. So number one, the best way to avoid having a scary home inspection, well, first is having a home inspection. And that may just be kind of common sense, but there's a lot of people that are in real estate that do know a lot about properties, and sometimes they assume that they know more than they really do. And they're also, if they're investors, they're looking at ways they can save money, and they may forego a home inspection because they have a contractor or something that will take a look at a house for them. But somebody that may not be qualified to really evaluate the property in its entirety, or somebody that may have another agenda as well, an investment in that. So really, the best thing is to have a home inspection done and use that small fee, that small upfront fee that you would invest in an inspection, to have another set of eyes take a look at the property. It can save you thousands of dollars in repairs, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars by helping somebody avoid buying a money pit. Number two, educate yourself as to what an inspection is and is not, according to where you live and your state's standards of practice for home inspectors, if there are any. There are some states where inspectors are not required to be licensed, and there are other states that it's voluntary that you join an association as an inspector. And then like Texas, there where we have a government agency that actually oversees the standards of practice and enforces that for the buyer, if you will, or for the consumer. But at least understanding what the standards are, what an inspection is and is not, how we define it in the state of Texas, the inspection is essentially a snapshot of the condition of the home on the day that the property or the property in whatever case it might be, on the date of the inspection. It is everything that an inspection company can find in 3 or 4 hours to help a buyer make an educated decision. But it is not a warranty or a guarantee of future performance. There may be things that come up a year later that it takes a year of living there that you finally notice. But in that short window of time that the inspector came in, he was able to identify these things. So understanding what they inspect, what they don't inspect is real important. Number three, choose a good inspector. And I know that seems kind of wide open, but really there's a lot of criteria for choosing a good inspector. But primarily how you do that is, of course, look for somebody that's experienced, that has the right training, that has the technical skills, as well as the people skills, somebody that can give you a good, thorough inspection, but that also can explain those findings in a way that's understandable and not scary, that doesn't alarm people and turn a perfectly good house, as we were talking about, into a haunted house. I think the best way to find those people is to get good referrals from other professionals you might know in the industry, whether they be a realtor or a title company. And I know a lot of people are somewhat reluctant to do that, to take a referral from people, especially from realtors for inspectors. There has been concern in the past about realtors inspectors being in cahoots. And really, I think that's probably been over-exaggerated, because if you're working with a good team of professionals, people that you already trust, they're going to have a team of people that they trust to protect their best interest by giving their clients the best service that they can. It usually behooves anybody that's experienced in this industry, they will have an experienced inspector that's going to give a thorough inspection and represent the buyer's interests, because that in turn in the long run protects the realtor, whoever refers that person's interest.
You mentioned training. What specific training or certificate do they need to have?
Well, of course, depending on where they do receive their training, really depends on that. For our team, of course, we have to go through the state program to get a license, which is pretty involved and on the education side. But then before anybody comes to work with us, we mentor them. We won't let them in front of our client until they've performed 100 inspections. And now the state doesn't require us to do that. We do that for our own quality control, to make sure that they know what they're doing before they start telling people about the condition of their home. There are other things, of course. There are certifications like being a certified master inspector, years of experience in the business. That's certainly a way to do that. And you can find this on the internet. You can certainly Google home inspector, but I don't know when the last time you did that or Googled anything. My my wife, my son had a rash. I've Googled that not too long ago, and our house smelled like a swimming pool for a week. She bleached everything, including him, thinking that he had some type of, you know, everything from, oh gosh, ringworm to smallpox. But it's the same way when you're Googling home inspector, it can be overwhelming. There's boundless choices. There's a lot of confusion. So, you know, instead of people making good decisions based on the criteria that qualify a good inspector, they usually end up reverting to the least important question in choosing a home inspector, and that's price. They end up finding the cheapest guy to come out and do a home inspection, and they're cheap and they charge less because they inspect less. So you're left with really probably a poor inspection. So then I guess then number four would be to make sure that the house is ready for inspection before the inspection, coordinating and communicating with the buyer, between the buyer and the seller, the agents, whoever, to make sure that the utilities are turned on, that the house is energized, meaning that there's actually water in the lines, that water heaters are hot, you know, pilot lights are lit, that there's access to all the basements, crawl spaces, attics, all the equipment, all those things that people want to know about that are the big ticket items that people need to know about those things before they purchase the home. And if you can, if you're a seller, or if you're working with the seller, ask them to fix the little stuff that can distract or even mislead people. Replace light bulbs and air filters, things that may appear to be a symptom of a bigger problem that may not be, and that can cause confusion or a distraction and bog a person down when they're trying to make a decision. But most importantly to me, or just as important as all those, I would say is number five, make sure that you attend the inspection, at least the inspection review, with your inspector on site at the property. Have him walk you through his findings in the context of the home. I have seen more deals fall apart and more confusion as a result of people just not showing up to the inspection and relying on an inspection report to make a decision about a property instead of seeing that report in the context of the home. It's kind of like there was an old Paul Simon song, was that Kodachrome, I think, that says everything looks worse in black and white. There's a line there. And that's true about a home inspection. It can be extremely overwhelming when you just read it, but taken in the context of the home where you can go have the inspector show you, you can touch it, you know, smell it, taste it, whatever, and know exactly what he's talking about, be on the same page, and ask questions right there is key to making an informed decision about a home and making it a much less scary decisions.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, sure.
Best ever book you've read?
Oh, gosh. Fiction would be 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And I don't know if you wanted fiction and nonfiction, but that book just has a lingering effect on me. I just think about it a lot. But nonfiction, recently, I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And his idea or concept of a mastermind group really struck me. And really, it's a lot of the same things that you do on this show. It's a group of basically like-minded people, whether in, you know, plan, purpose, industry, whatever, that meet together to share information freely and encourage each other. And I joined a mastermind group for my industry years ago, and it had an amazing impact on my business.
You'd also like 3 Feet from Gold.
I've heard about that.
Rich. Yeah.
Yep.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
Gosh, personal growth experience. Well, of course, leaving corporate America and starting my own business, and really with the goal of spending more time with my family, that was a huge step. You know, burning the boats, if you will, and going off on my own and all the trials. If anybody's ever done that, they can relate to that. But learning how to survive or manage success in that process too, because that took a whole nother business plan so I could spend time with my family again, which was my original goal. So just taking that step of faith and going off on my own.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Oh, easy. Fundamentals. Fundamentals, baby. You know, we've built a reputation of providing great inspections and having great customer service. So I am constantly trying to improve the fundamentals that got us here, improve what's working, and making sure that we do that very well before we start something else.
What's one thing that's working?
Saying thank you. Thank you after an inspection and letting our clients know that we appreciate them.
Best ever inspection you've ever done?
Best ever inspection I've ever done. Wow. I would just say that would be a type of inspection. New home buyers are my favorite. People that are just getting into the business or buying their first home, I should say, because they're eager, they're nervous, and it really gives us a chance to shine with what we do, helping them make an informed decision. So really it's a type of inspection. We do hundreds of inspections a month, but I really enjoy working with the first-time home buyer.
Best ever quote?
It's by a German author, a German writer, I should say, his name is Van Gogh. But I actually heard it from a friend of mine named Greg Murtha, who works with a company called iDonate. They're sort of an online fundraising service that do great things for people. And the quote is, "You can easily judge the character of a man by the way he treats those who can do nothing for him."
Lance, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Probably our website, inspect360.com. You can certainly see us on Facebook, YouTube, online, on all the social stuff, but that's how you can get in touch with us.
And is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention to the best ever listeners?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I just would encourage everybody to, in this process, when you're looking at a property, make sure you do have a good, thorough inspection and somebody you can trust to give you the all the information to help you make an informed decision, because there's a lot that experience in this business can help an investor. Somebody that can show them those things can really save them a lot of money and help them make good choices.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice on how to avoid a scary home inspection. And with the amount of money that can be saved from a home inspection compared to a drop in a bucket for what it costs, it's really a no-brainer to do. And I think with your 5 points on how to avoid a scary home inspection, the best ever listeners will be even more prepared for the home inspection so that it positions their property in the best light. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, work with Joe.